This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day Savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day Savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's the code Shannon, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Yeah, check this out. Giovante Davis intimidates Frank Martin with a serious warning as they clash.
You showed the headlock.
Come on, bro. You showed the headlock.
Come on,
man. You were just trying to put on some shit.
Ooh, let's go. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, that right there, that's serious. Two individuals that really don't like each other. Tank, very hostile, telling Frank Martin, I'm going to put you to sleep. And then I heard a comment from Tank. This is how you know it's serious. He talked about the man girl. He talked about, ain't you dating so-and-so? Yeah, well, I'm going to see you after this. Listen, all gloves are off. All bets are off, man. You don't bring somebody, wife or girlfriend into it. That's how you know you mean business. I like Frank Martin.
He said, the only thing we have in common, Ocho, is that little girl running around here. She's somewhere around here. I'll see her after this.
That's so disrespectful, huh? That's disrespectful. Yeah. Because now that you say that, now him and his girl, now they got to go home and argue. What he talking about? Why do you and him have anything in common if I'm with you?
Yeah, these dudes got to stop thinking they're the first.
Oh yeah. Well, you're never first.
That's
never
the problem. First. Oh. Yeah. Oh, I can't believe.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What you can't believe? Oh, that you were the first?
Yeah. Well, I'm.
And guess what?
I don't like that.
You won't be the last either.
Yeah. Shit me. I mean, baby, who is your first? Am I your first? I bet she said, yeah. Watch this. Listen, boy, it'd be motherfucking hell in here tonight. Come here. No, don't. Come here. Come on, don't mess up. Don't mess up, because it's
my first what?
Who's your first?
My first what?
Just everything.
Huh? And you, baby. Ah, yeah, you see that? Yeah. Well, who your last?
God.
Okay, and
my
who else?
In my last.
And who else?
You.
Yeah. Matter of fact, listen.
Rhea got her fingers crossed. Rhea had like this here.
Hey, and you know what? And we gonna have a problem after this because she took too long to answer. I'm trying to figure out why are you hesitating? Why are you thinking about it? I'm your first.
Man, leave Rambo. Stall out, Ocho.
First everything. The what don't matter. It shouldn't be no what. Who was your first? Me. When you lost your virginity, it was to me. What's mine? Yeah. So everybody before me, you know, when you cook, when you cook, you know, and you add the seasoning,
yeah,
like that, all that don't matter. That was in preparation to get her ready for me. You understand me?
Right.
Yeah. I just like, I don't like the fact that she took so long to answer that. First and the last.
Right. She didn't know your first what? First time she drove, the first time she went on vacation.
It don't matter. It don't matter. Just the thought. As soon as you say
something. Nah, I don't want real life. I don't want real life.
Oh, you don't lie, huh? She don't lie, but she tell like little white lies. You know what she do? She curved the truth.
What?
I like that. She curved the truth. Can I say that?
You give them alternative facts.
Yeah, we be in here arguing, boy. You heard me?
About what?
Listen, we be in here arguing, boy. Like no. But it's like sometimes it'd be small stuff. It just be small stuff. But I think it's so healthy. I think so, because I think if we had no arguments or everything was peaceful and there were no issues or no problems, you know how boring that shit would be? Like it would be boring as hell. So she'll find something to argue about, or I find something to argue about, just because it makes the making up part that much better. I don't even know if that makes sense. Chat, does that make sense? It might not make sense to y'all, but it worked for us.
You big in the makeup sex. Yeah. Just like anything. I mean, you meet a nice looking young lady, and the first thing they holler, hey, but stop it. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I ain't here to judge you.
Right.
I'm not. So, ladies, stop telling guys that, oh, I ain't never been with an athlete. Stop.
Why you?
Lord, have mercy.
Why you lying? Why you lying? Why they be
saying.
Lying?
Anyway, it's okay.
Listen, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you've done. There is always somebody there's always somebody for you that is accepting.
Right.
Always. There's somebody for everybody, no matter who you are. Now, you might not be able to get who you want. Depending on who you want, maybe you might have to curve the truth a little bit to get who you want.
No, you just gotta. Hey, your hair is the thing, Ocho. You just gotta open up the playbook.
I'm saying,
Ocho? You have to go way. You have to go back to the like back that. Pages. Plays that you ain't pulled out in a while.
Right.
You know, a lot of times. Oh, I want me a 9. She need to be this tall. She need to have her real hair. She need to have this that. So, but see, once you get on over there, okay. Put them in a thing, okay? From 125 to 250. See, now that opened up. That's a big old range, Ocho. Give me 5'2" to 6'1".
Range,
that's a big Ocho. Now you talk about, okay, give me 30 to 50. That's a big old range. Now you see what I did? Look at that. Look at all the fish in the ocean. See, that's the difference between, see, they say, well, Shannon, when you go fishing, what you fish for? Anything to bite. I don't know what y'all talking about. Y'all talking about, oh, I'm going fishing for snapper. No, I'm fishing for cat. I fish for catfish, bass, crappie, mullet, shad, garfish, sailfish, tuna, grouper, bad fish.
Hey, listen, women make it extremely hard for themselves. Very, 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 very hard for themselves, especially if you want to carry on and portray a certain image. You want to live a certain lifestyle, because the percentage of men, the small percentage of men that you're going for is the upper echelon of the 1%, and the upper echelon of the 1% can take their pick and whoever they want. So it's very difficult to infiltrate that space. Obviously, women, you know, you have to put yourself in places where they're going to be, and it's possible.
Yeah.
But then it's such a fight to get to the top and be the number one. And if you are the number one, then you have to deal with everybody else under that umbrella because they have the access and the resources to deal with as many as they want. It's like it's an unbelievable game. It's a strenuous game that so many have to play because they want to live a certain way and they want to portray a certain image. And it has to be draining. I'm just glad to be out of it and retired.
Yeah.
My jersey is in the rafters. And it's oh man.
I tell the women, hey, you in the military. If I don't ask, don't tell. You know, that's what I'm just saying, Ojo. That's what I'm asking. I'm gonna treat you like the military. If I don't ask, don't you tell. I'm gonna keep it moving. And likewise with me. I don't wanna know. But that ain't got nothing to do with me. Where you were a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, you're right here now.
Hey, but listen, see, I'm a little different with that because I want to know some of the things you've done before. You know, when you buy a car, you know, you check the Carfax. You want to see what the car's been through, you know? So I want to know your history. I want to know the issues. I want to know your problems because I want to have a better understanding so I can have my expectations in order and what I'm to expect from you. Because if you've done it before me, the chances are there's a good chance that it might be done to me as well. So it's not a bad thing because, again, if I agree and I sign up for it, I know what to expect at some point because it's been done before. That's all. And it's not a bad thing. It's just, okay, boom, this is what it is. I'm willingly signing up for it. And we'll see what happens. You don't like that?
Yeah. I mean, I ain't into all that with who you dated, how long y'all date.
But sometimes you need to check the history and try to see how can I not make the same mistakes the guys in the past made. Just to better yourself for that individual. No? I could be wrong.
I think the thing is for me, Ocho, look, and a lot of times I tell people, look, I prefer that you keep us
private. Yeah.
Yes. Because the first thing he gonna say, oh, so that's why you left me him. Because he got more bread and he got this, he got that. Even though she might have been broken up 5 months ago. They might have been somebody in between he and I. But the only thing he's gonna look at is me because I got the name. So and I don't want no problems. Because he putting stuff on social media. Guys are turning to brawls now because they do a lot of things. They do a lot of talk, pillow talking too. Guys get on there and talk about, I slept with my bro.
Come on now.
That's become a thing now.
I ain't never heard about that. Wait, for real?
They put it in the song. What you mean you ain't heard about it?
Oh, but that's a beef. So he letting you know I hit your girl first.
Man, look here. These guys right here, these guys, look here. A lot of guys, they find, and thing is, guys find out, and I get it. Guys find out you mess with somebody, they're going to try to backdoor you. Girls going to do the same thing. If your girlfriend with a guy, and he got a name, she going to try to get you now. Unless y'all ace, boom, coon. Other than that, she coming.
Hey, hello? Who be trying to holler at you? Anybody? You sure? You'll let me know? Yeah. I'm just checking out.
Anybody
trying to holler at Real, let me know. I mean, if anybody that want to talk to Real, let me know. We could run a fade. And if you beat me, it's what it is. How about that?
Oh, yeah. I'm telling.
Hold on.
My friends. Your girl couldn't do nothing. You know, do nothing in front of me.
I could put her on the spot right now. Let me see your phone. Let me check her DMs. I'm going to let you know right now. Well, why you laughing, bro? I don't play that. Hey, matter of fact, chat real quick. If you're in a relationship right now, I guarantee you y'all to be broken up in 24 hours. Ask your spouse right now for their phone and exchange it. And don't let him erase nothing. Test that real quick. You see, she handed me that phone fast as hell, and I'm scrolling. Okay.
Oh, that ain't the bad phone, though.
Oh, it's on. You got a bad phone? Nah, she only got this one. She got. Whoa. Who the fuck is William? Oh, we got a problem, boy. We got to pause the show. Hold on.
That is man stupid.
Nah, she clean. She handed me that phone quick, huh? Yeah. That made you feel good.
Rail say she just tried to keep.
Oh yeah, yeah. We ain't got no problem. Hey, but that phone test. Hey, phone test that I just said, chat. That phone test. If you got somebody, just try it real quick and see if she, fellas, see if she give you your phone real quick and watch what happened. That tell you all you need to know. I'm gonna get a lot of people in trouble tonight with that.
You sure will. Drake responded to Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, he responded? Oh, I tweeted it.
Drake responded to Kendrick Lamar, The Heart Part 6, after Kendrick took aim at Drake's own parents, son, security guard, label affiliates. Drizzy is now claiming that he intentionally fed false information to people in hopes that Lamar would unknowingly use it on a track.
That's a good thing, huh?
We can't play the song.
Copyright?
Huh?
But listen,
yeah.
Kendrick Lamar said that Drake had a mole in his camp. So maybe if Kendrick Lamar...
They fed him that information.
So obviously, purposely told somebody who went back and said whatever it was. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming it justifies the mole being in the camp and him purposely sending information that's wrong. So it makes sense to me.
It wasn't a mole. It was somebody that they purposely gave information to with the hopes that if they leaked it, K-Dot would use it and ride on
cue. I'm assuming that's how it plays out. So I know the show is going on right now, and every time Drake has released K-Dot comes right back and responded. So he might have responded already. He might not. I'm not sure, but I'm curious to see. I'm enjoying this wholeheartedly. Some people are on Twitter like, okay, I wish y'all would hurry up and wrap this up. This is enough. But don't listen. Don't listen to it. I think for hip hop, this is good. And it's exciting. It's fun. Summer's coming up. And again, like I said, this is like a 7-game series of an NBA finals with two of the biggest in the game going at it back and forth.
What's the end result? Huh? What's our end result? What are we hoping for in the end?
I'm not sure what the end game is. That's a good one when you put it like that. So when Jay-Z and Nas were beefing, what we were hoping for then? I'm not sure. We have two of the best lyricists. We have a great lyricist and a great musician, a great artist. I think the two aren't one and the same. And I'm not sure how to really define that. I think Chad can probably put it together a little better than I can. But I just like it. It's exciting to me. And where it ends, I have no idea, but I'm going to enjoy the moments right now and just be talking about this years from now. We'll be talking about this this quarrel.
Yeah. I think, I can wear a lot of different hats, Ocho, but when you start putting that jacket, you start putting that other stuff on me, bro, that don't fit me. Because here's the thing. Even though it's a rap beef or a diss or whatever, you know some people gonna believe that.
Always. That's why you have to fire back, and that's why you.
But even if you fire back, because here's the thing, this is how our community works. So check this out, Ocho. Somebody says something like me. Well, Shannon, if you're not that, why respond? Okay, I don't respond. Well, he didn't respond, so he must it must be true.
Right.
So how do I win? So if Drake doesn't respond back, if it was true, if it wasn't true, he just said it. He responds, hit dog hollers. So how do you win? How do I clear my name? See, I don't like when you impugn, because to impugn a man's name, and people are like, well, Shannon, you ain't say nothing about that. I said, bro, I ain't willing to impugn someone's name on an allegation, because I understand sometimes just the mere mention of impropriety is enough to change people's perception of that individual. So why would I even want to be a part of that? I said, y'all don't get it. See, it's easy for y'all to say, but let somebody said your father or your mother or your brother was a pedophile. Would y'all like people tweeting that? Oh, now see, this is what I learned in Ocho. Chase, stay with me.
I wish you.
Stay with me, Ocho. As long as it's somebody else, we don't have no problem saying information or information getting out. But it's your family, someone you love, someone that's close to you. Now you got a problem. You need to think about things that you're saying when you put things on people's name that you have no, that you have none. You have no idea where it's true, but you just run with it. But when somebody run with something, as mighty as with your family, keep my family name out your mouth. Oh, why you got to keep it out your mouth?
Yeah.
You ain't had no problem putting somebody else's family name in your mouth.
Hey, it's crazy.
With something like them scarlet letters, Ocho, I don't fool around with stuff like that. I don't. Because I understand what that can do to somebody. And I wish we had a better understanding before we start throwing around stuff like that. Man, you need to be careful. There's a reason why people come to social media. There's a reason why fake news. There's a reason why they put it up there. Because they know people are gullible and not even that will believe it.
Yeah, you're right.
So when you keep saying, oh, somebody did somebody that, just imagine if somebody said what their legend Drake is, they said that about your father, your brother, your uncle, your husband.
You're right. You're right. Mm. But like you say, all gloves off. It's a beef. It's a beef. So everything is a green light, whether it's been fact-checked or not. Whether it's been fact-checked or not, you know? And obviously, I don't know any of these two individuals personally.
I don't know their personal stuff.
You know, that's none of my business. I'm enjoying the surface value of the music and the beef at hand. That's it.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Yeah. So that's my thing is, Ocho, for me, I met Drake. Where did I meet him? The first time I met him at Adele when she had that concert at the Observatory that Oprah that she was doing during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I met him. And, you know, hey, great to meet you. He know, hey, blah, blah, blah. Short talk. So I've never met Kendrick Lamar. But I, you know, for me, Ocho, I give everybody the respect. I ain't putting no information out there. Even because you got to be careful, man. I mean, people work hard for their reputation. It takes you a lifetime to build it. And it can be in ruins in a matter of seconds. So I'm careful sometimes I don't even feel comfortable. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
That's crazy. I understand. I totally understand and get where you're coming from. And I think at the level that these two are at, they're really not caring about that part of it. You know, they going for the they going for the jugular on both ends.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get the best of you. You know, Ocho, you know how it is. Oh, you get upset.
Everything goes.
That's how you know your mama beat. Huh? Oh, my bad. Whoa. Hold on now. Now, see, that gonna get you effed up.
Oh, man.
Because you know, Ocho, when people get mad, people say anything. That's why your mama got caught cheating with such and such.
Wait a minute. Hey, that's fighting. Them fighting words. Hey, remember this back in the day? You baddest man in here touched my shoulder.
Hit my hand. Oh, baddest man hit my hand. Draw a line. Step across the line.
Hey, that's throwback.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know. Hey, like I said, certain titles. Look, I get it. You know, hey, I slept with your girlfriend and I slept with your wife before she's your wife. You know, Tupac said, I slept with Biggie's wife. That was your wife. I get all that. But you can overcome that. I mean, there have been, you know, hey, some of the greatest have done some things. But boy, there are certain things. Hey, that's a scarlet letter, man.
Yeah.
Certain things, I'm a double X. Certain jackets, I can't, they don't fit me. And I don't want to try to squeeze into it. I don't want nobody to try to put it on me. Because sometimes people try to make it fit.
That ain't me. Right.
I don't get out like that. And Metro Boomin goes in on Drake, drops BBL Drizzy with a free beat giveaway.
Oh, I saw that. Now, I don't know if it's offensive, but the way everyone else is...
Man, ain't nobody... Me against BBL.
The beat that he dropped and people are calling him SoundCloud writers have been... writing their disses, using the beat. And I mean, obviously Metro is a part of it. Drake told Metro, just go make some beats or something of that magnitude. And it's still ongoing. I'm sure Metro Boomin will continue to fire back. Because some was said to him, I'm assuming Ross is going to fire back as well. Because something was said about Ross as well in this latest release that Drake came out with.
Yeah.
But
right.
I don't know, man. I listen. I'm on the outside looking in, as a fan of hip hop, not a hardcore fan, just a fan of everyone's music. I support everyone. Anything comes out, so I can just say, as an old 56-year-old man, I'm enjoying this shit.
But I ask you a question: is men getting BBLs?
Wait, BBLs? I don't think that's the right terminology. Now, listen, we family, and I can talk to y'all, and I can assure you that even I went for a consultation. I went for a consultation because I wanted to make sure I kept in-house happy. I wanted to make sure I kept the missus happy, and I went for consultation with Dr. Miami. You know, I'm not sure if that's considered a BBL, but hell, if women can get enhancements to improve themselves and feel better about themselves, then why can't I?
Man, you try to get meat extension.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, Unc is rough, man, walking around here with it 3 inches. Come on, what the fuck I'm gonna do with that? You know, I got all type of toys to kind of fill the void for where I'm lacking. And yeah, man.
If you ain't pushing up at 3 inches, you need to get an FA Swartz. It ain't enough toys.
FA who?
FA Swartz.
Oh, Matt, listen up. Well, you rich. All I know about is Toys R Us. I don't know what no F.A. Swartz is.
But I thought women say ain't the size of the ship. It's the motion of the ocean.
It's the motion of the ocean. But listen, as big as the sea is big, well, hell.
They say, it ain't the size of the ship. It's the motion of the ocean. But every time I talk to you, you talk about you want a luxury liner in your harbor. You don't want no rowboat.
Talk to me now. Talk to me.
So, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? The fact that consultation went pretty well, but the price was a little too steep. The price was a little too steep. And the statistics on the results and the side effects after weren't in my favor. So, I have a big personality and I'm rich. So, that's saving me. So, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Man. I know. Hey, BBL Ocho. I know. I know. Go ahead. I know the jokes. I know the joke's gonna fly. I know they trying to. They probably laughing at me in the chat. Ha 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 ha. It's all good.
Yeah. I can't do all that, Ocho. I can't do all that. Whatever. Hey, I try to keep all my parts. I was trying to keep my health. That's why I was in pain so long. I had to get up off of.
Matter of fact,
they weren't working. They weren't working no more.
Your hip, you good now, right? Now you just learned about the cartilage procedure. But cartilage is only for the knee. Yeah, okay.
For the knee. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Ocho. Time for your favorite segment. Spello.
Cinco. Hold on, let me get my hat, chat. This is for y'all tonight, chat. We're going 5 for 5, chat.
We're going 5 for 5.
Once I put this hat on, chat, y'all know what time it is, baby. Chat, this is for y'all, baby. We finna bring it home tonight on game.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Ocho, the first word, hysterical. Hysterical.
Hysterical. Please use hysterical in a sentence, please.
Margie was hysterical after learning the news her puppy had passed.
Hysterical. H-Y-S-T-E-R-I-C-A-L. Hysterical.
Correct. Hysterical.
Chat. We got him, chat. We in this thing like Canelo, chat. We in this thing like Canelo, chat.
All right. Here we go. Boutique.
Okay. Listen, I know about these because this is where I be taking my girl. This is where I be taking my girl sometime. We want to get stuff. We don't want to go high end. We go to boutique shops. So I could put Rel in a $5, $6, $7 outfit with a nice person's shoes and she look like money, but we ain't really spend no money. You see what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I got boutique. You. I'm stay with you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. B-O-U-T-I-Q-U-E.
Boutique. That is correct. Word number three. Yeah, we know. The chat say, take the glasses off and close your eyes. Okay, the next word, word number three, exquisite.
Exquisite. That's me. That's like me back in the day when I used to meet people, when I used to meet women. Women used to always say, well, goddamn, boy, I ain't never met nobody like you because you real exquisite. You goddamn right, I'm exquisite. Exquisite. E-X. Q-U-I-S-I-T-E. Exquisite.
Correct.
Let's go, boy. Let's go. This is how I'm feeling tonight. Matter of fact, I'm doing the rest of the test like this. Real, almost some thug, like I'm on, where we at? What's the word?
Word number four. Liquify. Liquify.
Oh, liquify. This is what I do. This is what I do to her. You hear me? Yeah.
Yep.
Liquify. Liquify. L-I-Q-U-I. Oh, shit. Hold on. Let me sit down. Hold on. Okay, let me think. I know liquid is L-I-Q. Liquify. Liquify. I know it's going to be tricky. All right, liquify. L-I-Q-U. I-F-Y. Liquify. Damn it.
L-Q-U-E-F-Y.
Man, them pussy ass people put that damn E in there for no reason, man. They ain't got no type of substance to the word or nothing, man. Golly, they messed up my 5 for 5, man.
This is the easiest one of the night. Masquerade.
Man, masquerade, man. M-A-S-Q-U-E. R-A-D-E, man. Damn, man. Messed up my 5 for 5, man. Oh, man. I'm one of the best spellers in the world, man. From Liberty City. I come from nothing, man. What you talking about? I walked 12 miles uphill both ways back in the day, man. You can have a 4.0. Damn. Oh, man. Hold on. Give me a minute, man. Give me a minute, man. I really want to. Fuck, man.
What? What you want? What happened?
Can't believe that, man. Liquify, man.
I mean, hey, you get them tomorrow.
Damn, man. Are we on tomorrow too? Yeah, man. Tell you, man, people don't understand how smart I am. I know when you look at me, I don't look that smart. But really up here, man, I got so much going on, man. It's what I do. Like, I take pride in spelling. I take pride in spelling. I take pride in grammar. I take pride in pronunciation. And, you know, I know I talk fast sometimes, and I roll over my words because I be talking too fast, but it should mean a lot to me.
All right. All right, it's time for your favorite segment.
Yeah, dunk. Yeah,
cause you be trying to stump me.
Listen,
dunk.
Boy, tonight gonna be rough for you, man.
Man, you be going back 1920s.
I mean, you was alive back then, but 1920, you was in high school in 1920, huh?
I give you words that don't have no more than like seven to eight. You be okay. Name eight coaches. Name 11 quarterbacks.
Okay, here we go. Chat, okay. Y'all stay with me now. We got him. Dunk or none. Question number one. Which non-quarterback was the first to throw more than 10 touchdown passes in his career? Which non-quarterback was the first to throw more than 10 touchdown passes in his career? And you know what's funny? If you don't get this, when you hear who it is, you can be like, oh, yeah, watch.
I'm going to say Walter Payton.
Nope. And that's wrong. But the answer is Frank Gifford. Now watch you say, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was running back.
I knew it. Okay, number two. You should get this because your background and your knowledge in this area is part of your expertise. Jerry West is infamously known for winning the NBA's final MVP despite playing for the losing team. Which NFL player won the Super Bowl MVP and lost the game? Yep.
Chuck Howley.
Okay.
Cowboys. Okay. 16-13 walk-off field goal by the Colts.
Well, God damn. Okay. All right. Number three, Lamar Jackson and Tom Brady are the NFL's only unanimous MVPs ever. Peyton Manning almost conquered this feat in 2004 with 49 out of 50 first place votes. Which NFL player received Peyton Manning's 50th vote that year?
2004.
Yeah. He was 49 out of 50, and that one voter for this one player.
I was retired that year, first year retired.
That's a good question. I like that one. Because I didn't even know this.
Hell no. I'm going to say. Oh my God. Whether the quarterback or running back.
I can't indulge that information because that would lead you to giving you the answer.
Yes, no, it wouldn't. I don't know. LaDainian Thomas.
Absolutely wrong. Now you already got it wrong, but
Sean Alexander?
No, you already got it wrong. So I'm gonna tell you, when I say this, you're gonna know it right away. He was so good at his position and what he did. Watching him play was considered an experience.
Watch him play.
If you watched him play, he had a commercial. It's an experience.
Oh, Michael Vick.
There you go. That's who it was. All right, here we go.
I'd have never got that.
Here we go. Who was the lowest seeded team to ever win an NBA championship? The lowest seeded team to ever win an NBA championship.
Ooh, the lowest seeded.
And matter of fact, I think you were in the NFL, so you should be.
It's Houston Rockets.
What year?
94.
Nope, 95. What seed?
I think there
okay,
were six.
You got that right. You got that right. But you're disqualified from the answer because you got 3 year wrong.
You asked me the team. You didn't. How you gonna get, when I get the team right, then you throw the year
I
in
mean,
there?
Because when I asked a question about Chuck Howley, you knew the play, you knew the score, yes. You knew that you need everything. So all right, here we go. Oh, this is a good one. Oh, this is a good one. What NBA team has the most final appearances without winning the goddamn NBA title?
The most final appearances without winning a title. Without winning. That means they've gone, but they never won. I'm going to say the Orlando Magic.
That is absolutely wrong. The answer you were looking for, Mr. Shannon Relofius Sharp, is the Houston Rockets.
No, the Rockets have won.
Sir?
The Rockets have won the title.
When was this?
They got two championships. They won back-to-back, 94 and 95.
Phoenix Suns.
Phoenix Suns. They got three appearances. What, they got three appearances
but no wins. I don't know why I said the damn Rockets.
Yeah.
Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the question before that. My bad. Okay. There we go. See? Listen. I beat you today. I was 4 for 5. Really, I was 5 for 5 because the E. I was five for five. The E and liquefy that doesn't count. But I can give you. I can give you a bonus question if you like, and see if you can get this.
Sure.
Okay. Which player attempted a record number of free throws in an NBA postseason game? What NBA player has a record number of free throws in an NBA postseason game? And obviously it would have to be someone that goes to the line and is fouled a lot, obviously.
Oh, man.
I mean, you got KD, you got AI, Anthony Hardaway. Mm-mm.
You want to say a big, but it's somebody that you probably least expect.
You think it would be a big? And not a one or a two.
No, because somebody, you know, you think somebody get fouled a lot, like or they're behind and they put them in the game. Oh man,
Kobe.
So it's got to be at least.
Yeah, I won tonight, chat.
I don't know, Donovan.
That is absolutely wrong. The answer is Shaquille O'Neal. In an NBA season game, he had 39 free throws.
In a playoff game?
Now, I'm curious to how many he made. That would be another question. How many do you think he made? If he shot 39 in that game, I wonder how many did he make?
18.
You think so? Oh, I don't know. I'm just curious because I don't know. If I'm not mistaken, free throws was his weak. His weakness or
yes. He always said he made them when they counted. Because that's where the term hack-a-shack came from.
Remember that. They purposely fouled.
They changed the rules. So now
they couldn't send him to the line.
Ocho, I get a bonus. He made 18 of 39.
I get it. Whoa. That had nothing to do with it though.
Ocho, hold on. No, wait.
The question was, who was the player? And you got that wrong. You said that.
I got wrong, but I got how many he made right.
Yeah, but that wasn't part of the question anyway.
But that's why you do me all the time.
Now you don't cut me no slack, chat. I won tonight, chat.
You won tonight. It's about time.
Chat. I just want to thank y'all. I appreciate y'all for always sticking by and supporting me through the ups and the downs of cheating on me. And tonight, we won this one. And chat, this one for y'all, man. You're talking to one of the best spellers of all time. Never forget, I was supposed to be in Akilah the Bee. That was supposed to be me. That was me. Because it got the rehearsal, the last two, you know what it came down to? Me and Keke Palmer.
Well, I'm glad she won.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You finally won one.
Just what I do.
All right, it's time for our last segment of the night, and it's called Q&A. Derek Jr., thank you for the encouragement. I'm in college as an animation major. I be in my mind business because I want things to fall in line already between Love to Kanye. Bro, things don't...
work like that, boy.
It don't work like that, bro. Everything is on a time, and it's not necessarily on your time. But you just got to stay positive. And when the opportunity presents itself, and you're ready, just always be prepared because you never know when the opportunity is going to present itself. That's the thing. You don't want to be like, oh, man, I ain't getting this opportunity. And when the opportunity presents itself, you're not prepared.
And the funny thing about it, as long as you put the work in, as long as you continue to put the work in and don't fool yourself, don't mind fuck yourself and pretend like you're doing it. If you're praying for something, make sure your actions are aligned with what you're praying for.
Right.
If your actions are aligned with what you're praying for, everything going to be all right.
Yeah. Derek, hey, just keep, it's going to happen, bro. I think Derek was the guy that commented last night that he has other aspirations, but he's working in the warehouse. And so, in this timeline, I mean, it used to be, you know, you work, but I think the thing is that people have had such success instantaneous, and you see YouTube, well, I'm making $40,000 a month, and this is, I work 20 seconds a day. And so everybody automatically assumes that's going to be their life.
Doesn't work like that.
More time than not, it's a lot longer process than that. But Derek, keep hanging in there, bro. Patrick Woolley, Uncle Ocho, y'all got to be Mike Lowry and Marcus, chemistry from Bad Boys. Y'all definitely should reenact Reggie C, the date, take French Fry out on a date. Man, I'm going to be retired by the time French Fry is old enough to date.
French fry. Yeah, I mean, does he know I have a 26-year-old, a 21-year-old, a 20-year-old? I got kids that are old enough to date. And
they don't want you meddling.
Yeah, I don't play that. You know, I'm a fun guy. I'm a great father. You know, to those that are dating my daughters, they know what it is. Yeah.
Kemper Norwood Jr. said, my question is, which of your former teams would you like to see win a Super Bowl first, Broncos or the Ravens? Broncos. Broncos.
Bengals.
It would be. Oh, how about this here? Would you like to see Oregon State win the national championship or the Bengals win the Super Bowl first?
Bengals. Hey, listen, I love Oregon State. I love what Oregon State did for me. Dennis Erickson, Jonathan Smith, who's now at Michigan State. But you have to understand, my tenure at Oregon State was so short. I was there for 4 months. I was there for 4 months and out. And obviously, what the Bengals did for me and allowing my childhood dream to come true, I would love for those fans, the city deserved it. You know, Mike Brown deserved it. Katie and Troy, they deserve it to hoist that Lombardi. So.
Boss Lady said, hey, would you rather spend the rest of your life settled in a situation that was safe and steady or live a year in the greatest situation ever in love, with money, love, health, family? Do you take the risk?
Well, the key word was health. I heard the key word. I heard the word health. So if I got my health, everything else is okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. Imagine somebody say, you know what? I give you $20 million, but you ain't got long to live.
Huh?
Which one are you taking?
Yeah. Boss Lady say, would you rather spend the rest of your life settled in a situation that was safe and steady or live a year in the greatest situation ever? Yeah. No, I'm saying no. I would take the one because here's the thing. The rest of my life, I don't know how long I got to live. Hell, it might not even be 1 year. And I'm unhealthy. So I would take the year with health and love and family. Anything that got to do with health and family, I'm taking it. Yeah, I'm taking it over anything.
Once I hit an H word, I'm all in.
Yeah. Because if somebody say, hey, I'm going to give you $50 million tomorrow, but I'm going to stricken you with this deadly disease, do you take it? Hell no.
I'm good.
All the money in the world.
I'm good.
Think about it. Mm-mm. Nah, I'm with you, Ocho. Hey, Uncle Ocho, do y'all have any special traditions or rituals that are important to you? Yeah, I say my grace before every meal. I say my prayers every night before I go to bed. Every time I wake up in the morning, I open my eyes and before I put my feet on the floor, I thank the man for opening my eyes and allowing me to feel my extremities because I know he called somebody home last night. So I don't know if that's a tradition or a ritual, but that's just what I do.
You know what? To piggyback off what you said, I think I need to do more of that. I think because God knows my heart, he knows how I feel. He knows I'm thankful for all my extremities, for all my senses. I don't pray as much as I should. Now that you mentioned, I need to start doing that again. But as far as traditions or rituals that I constantly do, and this might be a little bit off track because we would just talk about the Lord before sex. And Chad, I feel we're family. And the fact that we have this show and this platform, I feel I can share some of these intimate details with you guys. But before I have sex with Rail, I always start off right before entering. I always scream, "This is Sparta."
Oh Lord!
I'm just being honest. I mean, he asked a question, and it led me to that. And God forgive me. Did you see the movie 300? Okay,
yeah,
well,
I saw 300.
Yeah, that's I don't know. It's just it always gets me in the mood, and like that's my blue diamond. That's my diamond. Like, this is Sparta. I get that.
I mean, for the longest time, Ocho, probably from the time I was high school all the way to like probably my 30s, I would have sex. And then before I go to bed, I would pray.
After?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't already sin, though. It's too late.
But I'm asking for forgiveness.
Okay. Now, you can only ask for forgiveness only so many times, man.
I mean, she was like, "What you doing?" I'm like, "Praying." She like, "But you just,
yeah." Hey, you know, hey, you
mind
listen,
your business,
you know
now. As a matter of fact, you need to get on the other side. So, just in case he don't hear mine, hear yours. Casey Taylor said, "How do you turn a resume into nightcap team?" Chad, you always talk about seven versus seven. Flag bets versus present players. Give me 10 players that would be on your team. Well, I don't do the hiring. That's Ash. So I guess y'all have to DM Ash to find out how you turn in the resume to Nightcap. So who are your 7-on-7? Who are your 7-on-17?
Right now? Current or just players all time?
Yep.
Wait, which one? Current or?
I mean, she said, present players. She said flag football best versus present players. Give me 10 players that would be on your team.
Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams. How many receivers? 7-on-7. So I got that. They would have to play both ways, huh?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's.
You know, I'm gonna pick three receivers. Let's go Chase, Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, right? And then my DBs, okay. I'm gonna go Trayvon Diggs, Sauce Gardner, and Asante Samuel Jr. That I like, bro. He's a dog. Okay. My quarterback, I'm gonna just go young. I'm gonna go C.J. Stroud. I will go Burrow, but I'm just gonna go C.J. Stroud just for the sake of this segment. Obviously, we're going to have a running back there in the backfield. It's flag football, so I need somebody very shifty. I'm going to go with either DeAndre Swift or Eckler. Is it Eckler? No, matter of fact, DeAndre Swift or Bijan Robinson. He's shifty as hell.
Okay.
And there we go. Obviously, I think I need a safety. Give me C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And is there a middle backer? No. Who count five Mississippi? Give me Michael Parsons counting five Mississippi. Or is it seven Mississippi? I forgot how many. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi.
They start cheating. How far are they behind? That lets you know how many Mississippis they go into.
Oh, that's throwback.
Laney Ray said, great show as usual, guys. What is the first thing that you think about when you wake up and the last thing you think about before going to sleep? Oh, I already said what I think about. Hey, I open my eyes. It's going to be a great day. And no matter whatever happens after that, he allowed me to see another day. Because I know he called a lot of people home last night, and they don't get that opportunity that I just got. And I ask him, when I go to bed, the last thing before I close my eyes, I say, Lord, thank you for blessing me to see another one. And thank you for watching over me, watching over my family. And shut it down for the night.
Mm. I got to pray more often, man. I'm just not, you know, you mentioning that. I got to do that more often. I don't pray as much as I should.
Yeah, I was, you know. Man, y'all need to stop, man. Y'all need to stop, Ocho. Ocho, you won tonight. Ocho won Spello Cinco.
Matter of fact, chat. We gonna win every night from this point forth. We gonna win all the way through football season. We gonna win for the next 10 years we on this platform. I'm not losing. I'm one of the greatest spellers of all time. And I will continue to show you.
Please
something.
Make sure you. Okay. Watch tomorrow. You gonna get beat tomorrow. Please make sure y'all hit that like button. Please make sure you hit the subscribe button. Thank you guys again for selling out Shea by LaPortier. We're only taking pre-orders. And thank you for your patience. We're trying to fulfill all the orderments as soon as possible. And we will make sure your order is shipped. And moving forward, as we get more inventory in, everything will move in a more timely manner. But thank you again for your patience. Please make sure you go follow my media company page on all platforms at Shea Shea Media. At Shea Shea Media. Also, my clothing line, 84CLO, that's 84 spelled out. So thank you guys for following those. Ocho Cigars are back in stock, so make sure you go clean them out again.
Not you,
85cigars.com/shop. That's 85cigars.com/shop. Thank you for watching us for another with another episode of Nightcap. I'm your favorite uncle, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85, route runner extraordinaire, Bengals Ring of Fame honoree, Pro Bowler, all pro, all the way from Liberty City. He's Chad Ochocinco Rosado Johnson. We're back tomorrow. Peace.
The Volume.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Ready, set, griddle this grilling season. Get the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle with a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned and ready to cook on right out of the box. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge. It reaches up to 500 degrees. The Weber Works Prep cook and store system keeps cooking supplies handy, and you can carry all the food, condiments, and utensils you need. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate Rust Resistant.